Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. A hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah.
Oh, this supposed to be the 5 seconds?
It was supposed to be. Oh. I don't think we need it. Huh. I don't. Well, we don't get rusty. Rust never rests. That's what AJ Styles always says. Dear listener, hold my beer. I'm your gracious host, Dave Mullins. To my right.
Chris Mullins.
To his right.
I'm Tim.
Lastly, there's Yams.
I'm here. And we are the phenomenal ones.
We are the phenomenal ones.
Get fucked, AJ.
That's just a blanket statement to anybody that goes by AJ.
I don't like his face.
I don't like his soccer mom haircut.
I think that's why I don't like his face.
I'm just kidding. I love that man. Oh. So
he has a classic video game collection.
I don't like his wrestling character, I guess.
I think it's just him.
Cool, like a collection.
They take 3 weeks off. They must come out with hot fire, right? What do you think about AJ Styles? I love him personally. Big in Japan. Let's go ahead and knock out the beer review. It's been a minute. I have already tried this, but it was like a month ago. It's been rocking in my fridge for quite a while. It is Unicorn Farts. I gave away my can.
You gave away your can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wall Brewing.
It's After Dark?
Ewig, New Jersey.
Right? Anybody?
Duclaw?
Chris, why are you trying to get somebody else to read a can? It's in your hand. Just read it.
Who?
You! What's it called?
The Pastryarchy?
Yeah, it's a Pastryarchy. I thought he was doing it. Why can't he do it?
After Dark Chocolate Cinnamon Breakfast Stout with Edible Glitter.
We have already tried the Pastryarchy. That's my bad. So I bought it. I bought it for a Father's Day episode because I thought the name was punny and fun. That's but true. It was not called Unicorn Farts back then. So maybe this is a different kind of the Pastryarchy.
I know we've had another Unicorn Farts before.
Yes, but it was not as stout. Yeah, it had the purple and pink glitter in it.
Yes.
I think that came from our from your, not honeymoon, the thing before the
bachelor
wedding.
Party?
Thank you. That was exhausting. The bachelor party, not getting to what I was trying to say, although that was kind of tiring. I just know I can't take a nap.
No.
No, you can never sleep again. There's a song about that.
By who?
Twisted, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's an ongoing joke before we hit record about falling asleep and waking up gay for any listener, and it's a very funny concept. Feel free to run with it, make a movie.
Yeah.
Preferably Triple X.
Imagine that's your life.
Imagine that's your life?
Yeah.
Imagine being married to that. That would suck.
It'd be awful.
It would be weird, but like, oh, I sure am tuckered out. I'm going to take a quick nap, and all of a sudden you wake up and you're repulsed.
Yeah.
By your spouse. Apparently it's a phenomenon that happens in real life.
Yep.
Not just on the internet. And what are we testing to?
Biggie's mom? What? Biggie's mom died.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
She just died.
Like the rapper Biggie?
Yeah, his mom.
No shit.
Yeah.
I just assumed she was dead.
Yeah. No.
He died like a millennia ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Did she also get shot?
I don't think so. She was not about that life.
Yeah. She seemed like a nice old lady.
Yes.
Nice. All right, well, here's to Mrs. Biggie. Mama Biggie? Biggie Mom?
Smalls.
I don't know.
Mrs. Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is decent.
Is it? I didn't think you'd like it.
I mean, does it taste a little bit like Copper and Blood? A little bit on the back end? That's but you know what? I welcome it.
Just the calling card of a good stout, you know? That's true. I haven't had a beer since the Super Bowl.
I haven't had alcohol that's not Costco-branded fucking seltzers in like a month, so this is decent.
It is weird. I always thought it was weird when, like, certain religions, they would, flog themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Self-flatulation, I think it's called. Where they would just take, like, cats of nine tails and just whip themselves into their body, bloody and bleeding for the Lord.
Yeah, can you calm down so you can speak, please?
You're doing that to yourself with really shitty seltzers.
Nah, I've got some of the mangoes are the only ones I can't drink.
So now you're lying to yourself as well.
Yeah.
Does it do 60 to your HP? You said nine tails.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. I don't know.
To your health points? Does a can fuck up your health points?
Dude,
I mean,
they're
if you
so,
drink enough of them, probably. Okay. I don't know.
They're so fucking gross.
I heard Ninetales. Yeah. My bad.
They're so bad. Man, now I'm just thinking of Pokemon.
Oh, was that a Pokemon reference?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't
he
know
said
that.
Ninetales whip.
That's the fox guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. You also might be thinking
Yay!
Of...
Yay!
Did you just wake up?
I might have.
To me, yeah.
I'm just assuming that's what Pokemon people do.
Well, you're sitting around three others. Yeah. Three Pokemon people.
Only when we win the tournament and get like three booster packs.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Maybe the first time you beat the Elite Four and become champion.
Yeah. Take the dub.
Yeah.
Especially the Kanto region.
Nice.
He's right. Sweet Sue's. Remember, that's a thing where we rate the look of the can art. It is a sticker, and I know we usually dock points for that. It kind of is as advertised, though. So I can right up the middle, I guess. 2.5 out of 5 on the Sweet Sue's. And taste-wise, for being 8.5...
Ooh, that is strong.
It's very strong. It does not taste like it, I don't think. I find it very smooth. I don't like the lie about the glitter. If it's there, I can't see it.
Right.
So, well, it says glitter shines brighter in the dark.
Did you put your flashlight on it?
Giddy up for the French toast flavored frenzy, fucker.
Wait, French toast? Hold on. let me rethink this.
Complete with alluring notes of chocolate and spiced cinnamon.
Okay, well, part of that's true.
A beautifully dark take on the original unicorn farts, now brewed as a dessert stout with gold edible glitter.
I hate the term dessert stout because, like, this is way too heavy to have after a meal. Or yeah, during a meal.
Me. I just ate and that's rough.
Yeah, same. It might be because I'm rusty. It might be because it's been forever. I'm going two thumbs.
Really?
I am.
Okay. Cool.
Now, Yams didn't want that much. And he's drinking his pretty quickly. Yeah. Just saying.
I'm going to go one thumb.
On the
taste.
Oh.
Sweet Sue's, I'm going to give it 1.5 Sweet Sue's because it looks like something you'd see on New Year's Eve and like fuck New Year's Eve.
Okay. Weird random hate, but
it does look very New Year's Eve-y. It looks like something you would see hung up at a New Year's Eve party. Yeah.
No, okay, we're all aware. They
dropped the ball on the can.
We're all aware that if you take a nap or fall asleep at night, you can wake up gay.
Yeah.
What if you pass out drunk?
No.
Leader of the gays.
Gay president?
Head gay.
Yeah. You're the Turner.
Seems like a quick turnover rate, you know? There's a lot of alcoholics.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That shines a whole different light on AA meetings.
Does it?
Yeah, like, why are you here? I woke up and sucked dick.
Right.
What about you? I was king of the gays for 3 days. What's that entail? Mostly rim jobs.
Got dethroned.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Tim.
I'm going to go 1.5 on the can, because it should glow in the dark.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, I think for being... the way the can is made up.
I was about to say it might, but it doesn't because I opened a completely dark refrigerator to get it out.
Yeah.
Not to brag, but my lights burn out in my beer refrigerator. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to go like 0.5 thumb. Like, I don't really care for stouts. I don't get French toast at all.
I don't get French toast either.
Like, not at all.
But I didn't hear a bunch of groans while you guys were trying it and all of a sudden you're all poo-pooing it.
No, it's not terrible.
Yeah, but like Yams has chugged his. I bet his is almost gone. He's like, it's not good.
Well, he's probably thirsty.
Oh, yeah, this will quench your thirst. No, I'm good.
Take a feel.
Take a feel.
Yeah, 0.5 thumb.
Hit snooze, Yams. Calm down. That's pretty full. Never mind. It seemed like it went to your mouth a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Sipped a couple times.
Yeah.
1-1.
That's you know, you seem so deep in thought that you sit with a quick 1-1 and you're done.
It's 1-1.
Okay. Well, speaking of rumors about sexuality, Yams sent me a clip this week. I think like Monday. It was from another show. And they're saying that, hey, have you heard of this thing about the Amish where if you see a burlap sack on their doorknob, it means...
Brown paper bag on the mailbox.
That's close. I didn't pay that much of attention.
or a brown paper bag on the mailbox?
Yes.
Brown
paper bag on the mailbox. That means they want you to come impregnate their Amish wife. So, of course, I was like, James wants me to knock up an Amish lady on the podcast. Great audio. That's not what he meant.
Short episode.
Do what?
Short episode.
Oh, yeah, because my stuff sticks. You know what I'm saying?
I think you meant you just come fast.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Okay.
I was trying to...
It wasn't a how good your semen is joke.
I flipped it and reversed it like Missy Elliott.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I could find absolutely nothing about that online. And I understand there's not a lot of online presence with the Amish community.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, well, I will look up things like rare facts, little known things about the Amish community. And what do you think the number one was unknown thing about the Amish community?
Oh, they have the mafia.
No, it's just the fucking Rumspringer. People are like, did you fucking know that they have Rumspringer?
Is that
like,
a real thing?
Yeah.
Rumspringer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, everybody knows it. Because there's a whole movie about it.
It's nice that they get to do it.
Not necessarily. I bet it's ruined several lives.
Why?
No, no, because the community wants them to be there because they want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they're forced to be there. They mm-hmm. want them to live the lifestyle because they think it's right.
Right.
And it keeps it a cleaner community, they think.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But, I mean, you think that anybody's went through all of Rumspringer without taking a nap? All of a sudden you're not welcome back in that community. Do they like the gays?
I'm going to go with probably not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
It probably depends on how good they are getting plowed.
I hear you write that off if you're a Golden Glove.
But, yeah. So as long as they can work the field and stuff, you know, as long as they're still a hardy folk, you know, go out there and work, it's probably okay.
So if you're a scrawny gay, you're out.
Yeah, if you're like
so
one of the
bears,
dainty,
yes,
like...
otters, no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I know somebody's brother that sounds pretty fit for the Amish community.
He's not. He wouldn't do that work. Him sweat.
Why? Does he have like a smelly sweat or something?
No, right? He just don't do it. He work
fit
hard enough to
does,
do it.
Because the Amish smell funny.
Yeah.
They are stinky people. Yeah.
And they celebrate Thanksgiving more than they do Christmas.
That's
like Thanksgiving, they'll go and visit family and shit. Whereas Christmas, they just stay home. It's another day off.
Yeah, okay.
But Thanksgiving, they like go out and hang out with like their people and shit.
Okay. I did find out.
I work around a lot of Amish, so I talk to them about stupid shit. Like, they don't really care about 4th of July. It's not something they celebrate. But they'll sure the fuck go out and watch you light off fire.
Oh, yeah.
They will not buy it.
Yeah,
right? But they're like, neighbor's doing it. I don't fucking care. I don't
right.
want to watch. Yeah. That's cool.
I feel like they should be able to do fireworks.
I don't want to be Amish, but I wish I had Amish neighbors.
They just don't give a shit.
I don't think so. I don't want to smell that.
Nah,
like, after being in the dispo today, nah, man. Like, it smelled so bad.
Yeah, all the horse shit. Literal
cows.
Horse shit.
Goats, no.
Yeah.
Telling you,
I
want it.
I don't know. How long do you think you could last as an Amish folk? Like, you're not exactly the most technologically sound person.
I don't
know.
Think I'm coming back for a second shift. Like, honestly.
Really?
Like,
I think out of everybody at the table, you would probably like it the most.
Probably.
Yeah, the oppression.
The oppression?
Yeah, you'd love it. Lack of choice. I don't think they believe in firearms, which might be a downer, but like...
Oh, I guarantee
yes,
you they
do.
110%, they have to.
I mean, okay.
If you're going to put a cow down, what the fuck are you going to use? A hammer? Oh, let me look at my nail gun that's from Jebediah. He's on the roof. Hey, Jeb! Thanks, bud!
He just, he doesn't toss it down. He just fucking pegs it from the top of the roof like a badass.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee you.
They definitely have guns.
I think it's called Courthouse Days in Kentucky. And more or less, you can go and sell firearms without anybody asking any questions. And that's when they do a lot of their shit, so that way they don't have government regulation over it.
Okay.
Like, you can sell anything without anybody asking fucking questions.
I don't like that.
The way it
I feel like
be.
They're arming themselves against us.
Good.
And we should probably put
they have the right
to.
The
Amish, yeah, sure.
They pay taxes.
Do they?
Yes. I looked into it. Because I was going to become Amish. Trust me.
Tune, how long do you think you'd last?
As an Amish?
As an Amish.
I'd have to have, like, geese or some shit. That'd be, like, my farm animal. Or fainting goat. That's where I'm at. Like, I think
well,
I
see,
can make it a little
I was
off.
Picturing a nice family was taking me in off the streets.
Right.
So I didn't have a choice of what was wrong. Can I create my own Amish family?
Sure.
I thought we were just taking our life now and just being like, boom, this is what I have.
No.
Well, I don't think your family's going to be on board. No offense.
See, in my version, I was in a Earth basket floating down the river and they saved me. As a 40-year-old.
You know, I fell into a basket and I can't swim, so I'm stuck.
It's this weird
so
fucking...
So saved me and now I'm on
vision in my head now of Chris just violently drowning, because you know he's not going down peacefully, because he wants to die.
It's the opposite, escort.
And then there's just a family of Amish going down the road, just the bare necessities, and
right,
saving
okay.
this man that is very capable of just standing up and being
Chris
fine.
Chris with a Rubbermaid toad on his back.
Fuck yeah.
His jumps for a tree.
That's about right. That's about right.
Man, what about you, Yams? What do you think?
It depends on how good the food is.
Oh, we've all had Amish food.
Yeah. I might stick around.
Maybe. It is pretty good. It's hearty.
They do have the salt and the pepper.
What else do you need? Do you think any of them... Do you think any of them ever once listened to Amish Paradise and chuckled a little bit, or do you think they think it's
offensive? Oh, dude, that's every one of their ringtones.
They can't.
That's their Rumspringer anthem.
Yeah.
How did Susie do on Rumspringer? Well, she accidentally listened to Gangster's Paradise, and I'm afraid she's never coming back.
Right.
She found out Coolio died, and she's been on heroin ever since.
Right, yeah.
Did he? He didn't die of heroin, did he?
I think...
Might have been a factor.
Something probably was.
He didn't spell Juggalo right.
That was a hit. No, they didn't
he
spell Coolio right.
He also cheated on cooking shows.
Yeah. No, he also had Juggalo misspelled on him.
Yeah.
One G. Right. Yeah. I just remember the commercial for The Gathering, and they're like, Julio with a question mark, and it was a picture of Julio, but like, was it him? Mm. Did he show up? Probably not. But I'd give myself a solid.
You would be their leader.
You're saying that because of my beard.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I like washing mine.
They have water.
Yeah. It's the other
standing water. Yeah, they have standing water.
They have running water in their houses.
There's a whale. Electricity.
There's yes, yeah, I did grow up with a well.
They can pump it.
I don't know. I have noticed that nowadays Amish men do not make eye contact with me, which is weird.
What, you think they're just like?
I think they are.
They probably think he left on Rumspringer, didn't come back. Fuck him.
I was gonna say they're.
Dude, that's when you just go rum and make them two switches.
As soon as they too sweet me, I just pull out hand sanitizer. Oh yeah, fuck you, Ami. Is what I would say, Dome. I respect the Amish people.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Those are hardworking motherfuckers. They build shit quick, but they ain't fucking around.
That's very true. It's just like the zippers. How can zippers be evil? It makes no sense. Do you think the portal to hell is like held by a zipper?
I prefer a zipper.
Yeah.
Like all my jackets I have now are all button, and to be honest with you, it's not great.
You gotta take a piss. Like, that's just, it's convenient.
Yeah.
Why don't you like convenience? It's fucking gas powered.
Dude, he said jacket, like, not pants.
No, he's talking
jacket.
About the Amish.
Oh, okay.
He said zipper.
Yeah, he prefers a zipper.
Exactly.
You were the one lost there.
I was very lost. I smelled a lot of weed before we started recording. None of it was lit.
Yes, I don't think it works that way.
Big differ. But yeah, just the fact that, like, Rumspringer was the big thing. I know, like, they can have whatever diet they want. There's no really restrictions to that whatsoever. Like, they can go to McDonald's. They can get a fucking tasty cake.
Yeah, they just come into Low Bob's.
Really?
Never could sell them anything.
Why were they there?
They
have
IDs.
Exactly.
Oh!
Like, bro, I can't. Like, I get you don't carry an ID, but, like, I got
have your driver come in and get it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that equally illegal?
Basically. But.
I mean.
Just saying. So I got a few people that posted things that they didn't think everybody knew about Amish people. Amish youth, especially from the, oh God, Schwarzentruber sect, which is one of the most conservative and largest old order Amish groups, play a game that they call Hot Ass.
Okay.
Something one would expect to be only played at a gay bar. The game requires at least 3 participants. One person is selected to bend over and close his eyes. The other participants stand behind him, and one of them slaps him on the ass. He's now allowed to open his eyes and guess who did it.
That's kind of fun.
If he guessed right, the person that did the slapping replaces him. Otherwise, he needs to bend over again, rinse and repeat.
Seems innocent.
Yeah, I guess. A lot of ass play.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you don't believe in birth control, I guess that's bound to happen.
I guess.
Let's see. Little known fact. Just because you know a few of them does not mean that all of them are that way. Well, that's deep.
Oh, okay.
Fuck off. I'm not reading that. Some of the other posters hit on some of the topics that are well known. Yeah, like fucking Rumspringer. But like I said, there's not a lot. But I also did in the vein of swingers and the paper bag on the mailbox come impregnate my wife, which once again, I could not find any evidence of whatsoever. I'd like to think it's true.
I feel like they do something like that.
Maybe. I did just like a...
Why can't they do it?
Well, I figure their shit's not working. They've tried and can't.
They're not... Like, if you're Amish and you wake up with ED, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Pray? Yeah. Can't go to the doctor. They might believe in doctors. I don't actually know. I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a home remedy. Drink the syrup that's in the fridge.
I feel like if they can go shop at Walmart, they can go to the doctor.
Walmart doesn't sell Viagra.
Just saying.
I don't know, honestly. Do what?
They probably do now.
Oh, Blue Chew, maybe?
Well, plus they have a pharmacy.
Blue Chew might be the worst sponsor we could ever get to actually use hashtag boykisses as our code for 10% off.
That's true.
Which would be pretty funny. Because it gives you a boner.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I looked up popular urban swinger symbols. Okay, some of these I've heard of, some of these I've not. Like the upside down pineapple. I think everybody knows the upside down pineapple at this point. Some of these are just like, man, you're really reaching. And like you saw something and you were horny, so you're like, they're a swinger. And then you try to have sex with them and it might have worked, it might not have.
No. Yeah.
Almost certainly not. So pompous grass in the front yard of your garden.
Pompous grass.
Yes.
If you know what kind of grass is in someone's front yard, exactly. Guess what? You woke up gay.
What's that look like?
That's what I'm wondering.
Better than crabgrass? Like,
Crabgrass? Yeah. Crabgrass is not on here, so yeah, I'd say crabgrass is safe. Means you're in a loving relationship and do not want to share your wife's
flesh. Yeah, you don't want crabgrass.
I don't know. It's a certain kind of grass. Okay. Pink or purple decorations in the front yard.
Like a flamingo?
Oh, yeah, flamingos are definitely one.
Yeah?
Yeah, so are garden gnomes.
What?
Yeah.
Our mom loves gnomes.
Dude, I had to make a swinger joke towards her earlier today.
Yeah?
Yeah, because one of them is wearing your wedding band on your right hand. And she's like, oh, I haven't been able to take mine off yet, but I've thought about switching it to my right hand. I was like, Mom, unless you're going to have a key party, please don't. And she laughed, which made me feel gross, because I'd like my mom not to know what a key party is, but she does. Yeah, she absolutely does.
Okay.
Okay. Pineapple door knocker. Okay. This is where they start reaching real bad already. A fire pit in your yard.
There's one in my front yard.
There's one in my front yard.
Yeah.
There's one on his porch.
Yeah, see, not my porch, not my front yard, bro.
Where's your porch?
Little side of the house. It's not in my yard.
I'm just saying, man.
More in my driveway, really.
A hot tub in your yard.
In the yard.
If it is in your front yard, honestly, I might buy that one. That's weird as fuck, dude. Yeah.
Hey, you see me? Come on.
More importantly, like, do you see my wife?
Yeah. I feel like just owning a hot tub in general is a little weird.
Kinda. No. I want one.
Yeah. I haven't been in one in probably 30 years.
First off, it's weird that you're in one at 10. Second off,
I think I was. Yeah, I was about that. We were somewhere. Tub. We were in a hotel. I don't know where. We never went anywhere.
I need one. They're so relaxing.
He only remembers because he almost drowned in it.
Helps out so much.
Yeah. Probably.
Thank God the Amish were there to save him.
Yeah.
A woman wears an anklet on her right leg. So it's very leg specific. Right leg means you're a swinger.
An ankle bracelet.
Yeah. You ready for the next one? A woman wears an anklet on her left leg.
Oh. So just anklets in general?
Yeah, but they couldn't put that as one thing. If you wear it on your right leg, then you're a swinger. If you wear it on your left leg, then you're a fucking
swinger. So you gotta wear two?
Oh, shit.
Then
maybe
they cancel each other out.
Or none.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman wears... a man or woman wearing a red ball cap.
What's up?
I had a chicken line.
Chris is a huge fan of red ball caps.
Is Mine's green. Biscuit swinger?
Probably. Fred Durst is almost certainly a swinger. Yeah. Slash cuck. You know, dude, is he married?
Yes.
Wes Borland's fucked his wife in front of him. Guarantee it.
Why him?
Wes Borland?
Yeah.
Dude, you think he gets around? Yeah. I think there's a 90% chance he's banged your wife.
I mean, she could be so lucky.
Yeah, she'd fucking love it. Her terrible taste in music. Never mind. Were you in Primus? That's what she'd say. He was for a little bit. That might have been Buckethead. I don't know.
I think it was Buckethead.
That was Buckethead. They're not the same person. One's a guitarist, one's a bassist, you fucking idiot. Are they both bassists? I don't know.
I think they're both guitarists.
Honestly, Wes Borland could put a bucket on his head. I'm like, oh, same thing.
Yeah. Are we sure he hasn't?
No. I just remember that one time I walked in and there was a guy with a KFC bucket on his head fucking my wife.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, Wes Borland's here.
Yeah. I got my red hat. And said, oh man, I guess you did it for the ducky.
That's what I mean. Walked out. That's hey, Slash. Every bassist is the same to me. Actually, Slash is a guitarist. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Let's see. White landscaping rocks in someone's front yard.
I've heard of this on a NASCAR podcast.
Really?
Just like the white marble?
Yeah. Because you know they all live like these fancy like subdivisions around Charlotte and stuff. And this motherfucker had white rocks and stuff, and he got attention. He did well, so he had to change all his landscaping. He's like, that's why I have mulch now.
I would just put a fucking sign up, not swing and go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitch, I just like white rocks.
Yeah, it seems
like
a weird one.
He had to do the same shit at his campground and shit.
That's so
weird. He's like, I spent so much money on white rocks.
For mulch.
Yeah. Wearing a thumb ring. Don't do it unless you're into that, I guess. Who the fuck wears a thumb ring? Yeah.
I think Courtney does.
Oh, shit, man. Between your red baseball caps and her thumb rings, dude. Let's see.
Sorry, I got a house full of people wearing fucking anklets right now.
From Florida?
Yep.
Oh.
Are they on their right or left ankles?
I don't fucking know. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. Turns out it doesn't matter at all. Switching the wedding band to the right hand, which I'd never heard of. Yep. And then lastly, a yin-yang tattoo, which I just thought that meant you're from the 90s and pretty fucking tubular.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Pretty radical.
I thought so.
Yeah, some could say bitching.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently not. Apparently it means you're into swinging. I don't know, man. I don't buy a lot of this shit. I mean, because, like, the person was like, okay, you have an anklet on your right leg. That means you want to fuck. Oh, you have an anklet on your left leg.
This just seems like, hey, if you notice these things, maybe you can start a conversation. Then you're going to get your shit smacked. Yeah.
Get your shit smacked?
Just fucking storming in, So you got an anklet.
Storming in.
Good thing I'm Blitzkrieg! You said lights green?
No, Blitzkrieg.
Oh, Blitzkrieg. Like, lights are green, go. Time to fuck. Yeah. Hope you're ready. Just kidding, don't care.
That's fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up. Yeah, I don't know, man. Code words for swinging is something that's also recently or often Googled with this. So they have their own lingo as well. You don't have to go just off signs. Although I did see on one, and it was only on one, because I went through a couple different lists, and one of them was literally just a swing set in your front yard.
But what if you have kids?
Then you're a fucking pervert.
Why would it be in your front yard?
Exactly, because it's a sign, man. Swing. It's not actually for swinging, you fucking idiot.
Okay.
It's for getting down with other
people. Maybe if you have a swing set without children.
Man, you don't know what
that would
drive
make
by.
Sense, right?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be for just people to drive by. I assume it's for people that know you, not people that just randomly drive by. Because even if you're a swinger, I don't think you'd just randomly be fucking people driving by.
Never know. Swinging.
I don't know, man. It's fucking weird.
Oh, it's very weird. Oh, like, I clicked on the list of
hit the brakes, words. I got a swing set, goddamn, turn around!
I gotta go say hi.
Nothing but skid marks.
People stopping.
But no, we just don't. The dog's now, in the backyard. And all the kids stepping in shit.
Now, Cheryl, I know that the swing set could mean they're swingers, but what about all these empty condom wrappers on the ground? Do you think that's a sign? No, I don't think so. It's fucking weird, man.
It's a swing set set in the fucking white marble gravel, surrounded by flamingos.
Well, here's a person.
That would definitely get my attention.
Pineapple lights.
Yeah, pineapple upside down pineapple lights hanging above it and shit.
See, I have pineapple lights surrounding the TV in my room.
Are they upside down?
No, they're not.
Okay, you're safe.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was going to climb in the window and try to fuck you guys.
What if just one of you?
What if it was
Fred? This is how this works.
That's how Fred died.
Where's mine? Where's mine? Fuck!
Why do you have a mask on?
You know what, buddy? I'm going to take a quick nap and you're going to regret this.
Oh, shit. Is this rape?
God damn it, I'm a fucking golden glove.
I sure hope I can punch away these memories. Say, here's the swinger subreddit. Turns out that's a thing. Not surprising.
I'm not surprised at all.
No. And this is a lady explaining how to, breach the topic with another couple while you're out in public. Chris, you going to take notes?
No.
Oh, because you already have the hat. You going to take notes.
It's true, I do.
Yeah. You and your wife are both covered. She has the anklets or thumb rings, whatever it was.
I see you have sexual organs. You guys want to fuck? You want to switch?
Honestly, if she has them hanging out, then she probably has one. there's a pussy. chances are, I guess. Unless you're at a strip club. Don't just assume that's a green light if you're at a strip club.
Did we talk about the one-arm stripper?
Yeah, we did.
She popped up. She's one of my recommended friends now on Facebook, and I don't know why. In fact, I clicked on it because I thought I knew the name. Yeah. I don't think I do. I think I knew a different one named that.
What was the name? Danny can bleep it out. Who was this?
I'm not bleeping it out.
Nevaeh.
Which I fucking hate his name.
We've already talked about her on the show anyway, so there's no reason to block it out. But
like, I didn't know the bitch I had only one arm in the profile picture, and then I see it, I was like, oh God. And then
I found video of her, at work with it. Yeah. She uses it.
Okay.
That's a polite way to put it, isn't it?
Okay.
I saw her twerking with one arm. Yeah. Didn't seem to slow her down.
No,
it
was pole work, using it to hold the pole.
That one arm, that's her strong hand.
Yeah, use my strong hand.
It looks wait like until she grips you.
Fucking picking a blanket.
What? What?
I have a photo.
Thank you.
All I heard was picking a blanket. I'm scared.
I did like research into finding this shit.
His hobby.
I was just like, it popped up and I was like, I gotta find everything without going.
It's a person without limbs, guarantee you. Chris, why did you look, you fucking idiot? You know you're going to hate it. Let me see.
It looks like an uncircumcised penis.
The arm?
Yeah.
Not bad.
What's well, not
picking up like it.
The body?
The arm is disgusting.
I wasn't really looking at the arm.
I am. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, he zoomed
so
in.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to... You can sleeve it. Looks like a
what? T-Rex hand on to it and be done with it. Just fucking go with it.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Get her a fucking Luke Skywalker hand? That's cool, man. Robot hand jobs. It's our future anyways. You might as well embrace it.
I don't like that
it.
Kind of shit. What?
Robot hand jobs.
Or our future?
That's where this country's heading, yeah.
Do you want to see
future?
Her, like, at work?
No.
Okay.
I fucking hope
that's
my
see it
future.
In action. Just sweet.
I'm good.
What do you mean? Oh, that might be your future. Like, it would be fucking awesome. Like, okay. Out of the fictional world. Name one character that could give a better hand job than Inspector Gadget. Oh, wait. Go-Go Gadget.
Edward Fleshlight. Scissorhands.
No, that's bad. He could give a good circumcision. That's about it. I mean, he'd give you your last hand job.
You could hold group circumcision parties then, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? You need one of those?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Kelly, I'm throwing a very inconspicuous party. Yeah. Don't bring your pants or your wife.
Yeah.
Also, you're the only person invited because, well, let's face it, we're all American here.
I don't know. Man, what was female Goro?
Shiva.
Yeah, we'll do that.
No, she only had three fingers on each hand.
Like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Cool.
You get it.
I don't. There was a female one.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, it was Venus.
No, that's not real.
None of it's real, you fucking dummy.
It was never in the cartoons or the movies. That shit does not count for me.
It was in the live-action show.
Live-action show?
Yeah.
The Ninja Turtles live-action show.
Yes.
What live-action show? The movie?
No, there's a difference between a show and a movie. I'm not retarded.
When was there a live-action Ninja Turtles show?
Fucking Google it, man. I don't remember. The 90s. That was hard.
No.
On what?
It wasn't Nickelodeon. Look it up. I swear to God, it's a real thing. Venus was in it. Venus was in an animated show, too. Not the original one, I don't think. But,
Yeah, you gotta have a look at this live.
Nova wants to get into Ninja Turtles, and I can't find anything worth a fuck worth watching.
It's all good?
It's all trash. And for some reason, even though Paramount or whatever has, like, the whole discography goes to Nickelodeon, the original movies aren't on there.
How about DVD?
Well, so do I if I want to get my shit out and put it in a disc like a fucking caveman.
Well, if I want to be a decent dad, I guess I'll have to stand up and grab something.
Not a chance.
Unless it's the child to shake. Toon, who's giving the best hand job?
Man, I'm always going to go with Jessica Rabbit.
That's pretty solid, too. Like, just because she's good looking doesn't mean she's good at it, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Did I mention Go-Go Gadget Fleshlight? You can close your eyes.
It's still only one hand or two. Like,
dude, no. His whole body. He could have Go-Go Gadget Foot Fleshlight. He could be fucking with four fleshlights at the same time. Only imagine what his genitals can do.
No.
If he still has them.
Yeah, I'll stick with Jessica Rabbit.
That's fair. Yeah, it's a straighter answer.
It was either that or like the cartoon April O'Neil.
Also kind of fine, yeah. He's got a thing for animated redheads,
suit,
huh?
Like, yeah, this jumpsuit, yeah.
He's got a thing for animated redheads.
Before we get on that rock, let's go with the Invisible Woman from the Fantastic Four.
Why?
Because then she could do it and nobody would ever see it.
Who's the blue chick?
Anytime.
Mystique. Mystique's a good one because you can shapeshift. Yeah. Invisible Woman just makes it look like you're getting hard out of nowhere and coming, though. Like, your dick's still going to be out. You're still going to be in public
going to
jail. It
would be moving back and forth.
Huh?
His dick would still be moving back and forth.
Right. And then all of a sudden he's just knocked out.
No, I'm with James on this one. I want that.
It's like just wanting spontaneous ejaculations. Yeah. It sounds like a fucking nightmare. Chris, tell me how right I was.
97 to
98. Oh, wow. The 90s. That was shocking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It does have Venus de Milo.
Come more.
It doesn't say what it was on. It looks like it was absolutely.
Are you just going to text me your apology or what?
No, fuck off.
No, you're getting that used to being wrong. All right.
It was fucking less than a season.
It was a season. Yeah, I didn't say it was more than a season either, did I?
It's rough.
Oh, no, it's not good.
Yeah, but no, you know, like we tried watching the newest one, and some in the middle, and
I've never
nothing.
Seen the newest one. That computer animated series from like 2011 to 12, that one, really fucking good.
The newest one is fucking angry.
I don't know.
Like,
I've never seen
so
it.
It made me so fucking angry, dude.
Wait, it was angry or you were angry?
I was angry.
Because you said it was angry.
It was angry.
Like it was.
Why?
I can't remember exactly, but I remember being very disappointed and angry. How bad this show was.
What about the original cartoon?
I think it's too old for it. It looks like shit, especially on our new TV.
Yeah. I don't think that's been mentioned
in our
on the
old
podcast,
TV.
You know?
What?
Your fucking 99-inch television.
It's humble.
It's not humble. You're a real piece of shit.
I looked at one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped fucking hang one.
I seen you. Okay, pick it up.
Yeah, you were there. Thanks for your help. Honestly, that TV is so big that a pedophile tried to help him load it into the van. Swear to God.
Nova ran.
Thank God. Nova's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I warned her about him. I was like, hey, is that guy? Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you. Running. Fuck you.
But, like, Indiana's largest pedophile sees him, me and him struggling with his TV, and honestly, I was in my work van.
Isn't
that
big, tall ass dude?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, I was.
Local Speedway pedophile.
Yeah.
Because... we were walking, and I see her, so I literally just grabbed Nova by her shirt and pulled her on the other side of me.
Like, you can't miss and that then, big 6'9" motherfucker.
The whole time, I'm electronics on this TV. He's electronics, too. And I'm literally talking shit loud enough that he can hear me. And I'm talking to Courtney, I'm talking to this dude sitting next to me, which I didn't know, and we're both talking shit to this dude. And then this motherfucker tries to win. It made me feel bad by offering to help me learn a TV. Fuck you, Choba. Get fucked.
I think part of it was I was in my work van, and he was jealous of the ride.
Yeah.
Oh, he was?
I think so. It's a windowless van. Like, he's like, one. Man, he got one. He got a Pederast 08? Fuck yeah. Maybe I can just see inside of it. See where the chains could go. Yeah. I could cover that with plywood.
Yeah, he's such a big ass. The kid knows who the fuck he is when we see him. Kid's like, hey. And I'm like, I already seen him.
Yeah. They should make all pedophiles that tall. Super easy to spot in a crowd.
You're fucking nice, right?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm like, they can't hide.
I think prison would be a little bit different.
They're just always on stilts.
I didn't think about the ability to beat other people's asses. Yeah. That might come with a size advantage. Yeah. But he's... I wouldn't think he's tough.
I was shooting him either way.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a fair point, actually, yeah. I haven't met a fucking bulletproof pedophile yet. Mm-mm. But anyways, yeah, I think Inspector Gadget would be the way to masturbate if you're going to choose a cartoon character.
Yeah.
But, like, they're original movies.
They're not on anything.
Get your lazy ass up. There's not.
They're in the fucking loft of my garage.
Chris, I already offered to let you borrow them, and you said no.
Are they on Blu-ray?
Yeah, the first one is.
Well, what about the
because one time your wife gave me a Blu-ray player, and there was a copy of the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, so I don't have mine. Yeah. He's got mine. He's offered me mine. Okay.
Never watched it. Not once. Shit, bitch. What's cool is, like, that's the first time she'll, like, hide behind a dresser and be like, damn, because Raffy does it in that movie, and it's so fucking cool when you're a kid.
I think she'd dig it.
I think so, too, but I guess we'll never find out.
Yeah, they really, into that shit.
They released the Turtles in Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know. It made me want to delete the fucking game. It's so really? Stupid. Yeah, man.
About Leo.
Fuck. Why Leo?
I don't know. I just wanted the swords.
Okay, that's fair, I guess.
Like,
so, like, if you were playing Turtles in Time, like the old school arcade game or SNES, did you pick Leo?
No. Like, sometimes Leo, sometimes Raph.
Raph was the worst because of his short range. Yeah. Go Donnie, dude. Yeah, Donnie has the range, man. Yeah. You got the sticks, and then you go as Mikey because he's a fucking party dude.
Never picks a motherfucker with a stick.
But their skins are $20 a piece, and you got to buy each one separate.
But the only difference is a bandana.
And the shit you get for buying that character.
Do you care? Do they carry a gun?
Hell yeah.
That's so fucking stupid. Oh my god.
The same shit. Alden was playing Nuketown. We were playing Nuketown and like I had died. He's like, what the fuck is that? Like screamed because it scared him.
Yeah.
He hadn't seen me run around the map with a turtle yet. And
that'd be off-putting as shit.
Shoot you. Whatever the fuck that was.
The entire 10 minutes it was just him bitching about turtles don't use a gun.
They don't, man.
The imagery of it looks absolutely fucking ridiculous. Big ass hands. And I'm like,
now
the trigger guard's in the way.
Yeah, how the fuck would they even shoot a gun?
And then if you look at, like, their pistol, it's just shoved in their leg. It just looks like he's got a pocket in his skin.
They have completely lost the plot. Right. Oh, my God.
You can get a Splinter, though, in the new event that's happening in, like, 3 days.
That's actually somehow worse. Right. Peaceful Master Splinter shooting a fucking gat.
But you still get his staff.
Cool.
Infection, because you live in a sewer.
See, that would be more realistic. I'll just say, like, I don't want to shoot Leonardo to death either. I don't want to see him shoot people. I don't want to shoot him to death.
He seems like a pompous asshole.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if any of them were going to watch die. But no, the pompous asshole's Raph. That's literally his character. No,
he's a badass, man.
They're all badasses. They're fucking ninjas.
Like ninja fucking turtles.
He would whoop your ass 9 ways to Sunday.
Yeah, I can't chuck.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. It's a very, very challenging skill to learn. He's way more like Bruce Lee than you are, dude.
Like, you give me YouTube and a pair of dumb trucks in 12 hours, I could probably get at least one routine down.
I would absolutely pay you $100 if you could.
I think I could do that.
You absolutely could not. Although,
you ain't got his check yet. I'm safe.
Your swollen testicles would be worth the fucking price of admission, though.
I feel like 12 hours in a good instructor, I can figure out one routine.
I would love to hear him explain.
Better be foam.
Like the end of that fucking movie, that Chuck Norris movie. With the kid in it, where he's like the white ninja at the end?
Sidekick.
I could do that. Minus the kick, because that's athletic.
So our nunchucks, you fuck! Great film, though.
Yeah.
It's all in his head. He's dying of cancer.
No, that's not true.
It's all in his head.
No, it is all in his head, but he's not dying of cancer.
Yeah, he's dying of cancer.
No, it's just...
Little homie got a brain tumor.
He's not dying of cancer!
It's stage 4 lymphoma. It's a very tragic movie. He's wheelchair bound.
So he's not.
So the whole time he's like, I wish I could walk, and also I'm walking, I can walk next to Chuck
Norris.
That's
how he gets over his fucking stage fright.
Stage 4 cancer, yeah, that's right.
Not it at all.
Stage 4 cancer will give me a fright.
I don't know
what the fuck. That's fucking terrifying.
You gotta rewatch this movie, Danny.
I think it's way better in my head. Thank you very much. Yeah, because at the end he does stand out of the wheelchair, and the guy just kicks the fuck out of him in the karate tournament, and then he dies.
Yeah.
And Chuck Norris does nothing because he's not real in this movie. Kind of like Chuck Norris would do in real life.
Chuck Norris is real. They meet at the end.
Where's he at?
Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
In his fucking head.
Texas?
He's been hiding.
No, it's actually a really cool twist at the end, because like he does have the stage 4 lymphoma, and like he imagines this whole like all these crazy scenarios of Chuck Norris helping him out, they're doing badass kung fu and everything, and at the end
it's like a cheesy action movie.
It turns out it's not real; it's in his brain, and then like the doctor is Chuck Norris, and he pulls the plug. And
then... No, this is true. No, this is true.
Nobody except for us remembers this movie, so it can be whatever you want to be. Man,
this movie.
It was a great film. I loved it. I bet it does not hold up. Oh, you know what's really fucked up? The lead actor though. Killed himself.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a fun joke. He didn't even have stage 4 cancer. He was fine.
Funny. It seemed like it was a fun joke earlier when we were talking.
About suicide. Right. Well, sometimes you just have to have a suicide date with your buddy.
Yeah.
You know? And which is honest, it's better than the old Yeller date, you know, where they want you to do it for him.
I don't think that dog wanted to die, bro.
Well, first off, he has stage 4 lymphoma.
I think somebody else made that decision for him.
Yeah. Yeah, the rabies.
It's true.
So. Mm-hmm.
A fucking possum got him.
Was it a possum?
I don't know.
I always get confused with, I always get Old Yeller and Where the Red Fern Grows confused. Because
you've been looking for books. That's the book you should read.
Okay, first off, not fucking 9.
Red Fern Grows? Dude, I think about that book all the time.
Oh, you should read more books.
I've read plenty of books.
None of them spoke to me.
None of them as good as that.
I thought it was some weird protest he was doing when I walked in and he was burning the Bible. He just said, no, it's not as deep as the Where the Red Fern Grows.
That's true, man.
Ain't no Red Fern in this book. Mm-hmm. Fuck
this book. Like, I read that book probably 4 times as a kid. I've watched the movie. I don't know how many times.
Because he did that on Easter, which I thought was really fucked up. But then I walked in on Christmas and he's fucking burning the Quran. He's like, I didn't even try this one. It seemed complicated. And then he reread The Red Fern Grows, man. Yeah. Isn't there a sequel?
I think so.
I think I remember you having the book.
Yeah.
So
I probably read it too, but probably
hit the same. The entire, almost, original run of Goosebumps.
I don't think so. No, almost. I think I 100%
I would say so, yes. Right?
Probably twice over.
Yeah, and none of them spoke to you as much as Where the Red Fern Grows.
Well, no, dude. Not even the same
league. A lot of fucking books.
Not even Monster Blood?
Especially Monster Blood.
What about Say Cheese and Die?
That one was okay.
The Haunted Mask?
I like The Beast from the East.
It's a solid title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only read it to
the Abominable Snowman or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah.
Yeah, in a tree. Hell yeah, Goosebumps was cool as shit. I went to Goodwill book shopping yesterday, and I snagged a couple things.
Oh, yeah?
Turns out I bought 3 books, and 2 of them are parts of series, and neither of them are number 1.
Yeah, that should be okay.
I'm going to find out.
What is it?
The Infernals, which turns out is for kind of young adults.
It sounds like it.
Well, no, because I read the description. You have to hear me out.
UA,
it seems...
yeah.
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 Oh, hear that, baby? Ouah, it's French.
Not in French.
Turns out I can read French, Shayna. Isn't that fucking dope?
Do what you can.
You blind bitch. No. Listen to this. All right, you ready for French? The cat walks up the baguette.
I mean, people read fucking Harry Potter and shit all the time and love it. And
leave fucking Boston Dad out of this. It was a nice thing he was doing with his life.
Yams over there.
Yeah, he did it before school, though.
Yeah.
He's an OG. Yeah. Boston Dad's a fucking bandwagon rider. I'm just kidding.
It's probably my senior year when I read the last one.
Yeah, that's what YAM stands for.
It definitely wasn't the last one. You were graduated by the time the last one came out.
Probably.
Yeah, because
I know it was during school that I started reading it.
Yeah.
See, that's why you guys play YAMs. Young adult, master sergeant.
I can read at a 5th grade level. Stop bragging, buddy.
Yeah.
You want to fucking measure dicks? I can read French.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking German. Ja is German for yes, which actually makes the joke better. But anyway, so I read the description, and it was like, hey, this man, has really bad eyesight. This barely pubescent child.
Yeah.
No, this guy, he has like really bad eyesight. He's a fucking loser. At one point, he tries to ask out of a mailbox, but then like he has to fight Satan.
And you were like, yeah,
dude. I was like, this is fucking worldly. This is like some Evil Dead shit, but way tamer. Turns out it's tamer because you can't cut people in half in front of preteens.
Okay.
Then the trick-or-treat murders. Just because I had a jack-o'-lantern on the front. I'm desperate.
Yeah.
And, oh, I found a fucking... Okay, this one, it's long, so it might be a while, but I'll probably do a book report on the show. It is about a radio DJ, talk show host. I can't remember what the show is called. But he's just like, oh, I don't care about anything. I won't talk about this if it's outside of my comfort level, blah, 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 right? until a child calls, a 9-year-old. Not the demographic of the book, but in the story, a 9-year-old calls. Right. And they're like, I love Harry Potter. My name is James.
Does he have a dog named Biscuit?
Yeah, no, but he is a young adult master sergeant. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Go me.
Where's the master sergeant part come in?
I don't know, but I like
it. I just needed something.
Halo.
Halo, yeah.
I need something that makes you sound like the leader.
Halo and Hogwarts. Yeah.
Not only am I a reader.
Without being mean.
Somehow you got promoted amongst ranks that shouldn't exist. And then anyway, so this 9-year-old calls like, hey, I'm being held prisoner by this cult and they're going to murder me if you don't find me in time. So this radio DJ has to fight a cult and rescue a kid in Indiana. It's called Dead Air. Got the hardback for $5.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, wasn't full price.
$3.99. Nice.
Hell yeah. That was my whole haul.
Okay.
So.
So you're starting there?
I don't know, man. I read the first page. I was like, eh.
Really?
Yeah, I might start with the trick-or-treat murders. It seems just dumb enough for me to shut my brain off at night.
Okay.
Which is, at this point, almost anything's better than the Assassin's Creed novelization I've been reading. Because I've already played the game twice.
Yeah.
And they only change things that don't matter and make it kind of dumber. Like,
in the book?
Yeah. So, this is the one that takes place in ancient Greece. And you have a ship called the Adestria. That you go from island to island. You know, it's a fairly big part of the gameplay. You have to upgrade it. There's ship battles, conquests, all this other shit. And then, like, towards the end of the book, they're like, oh, we docked it. And all of a sudden, it could sink itself to higher in the book.
A boat could.
Yeah, it could sink itself. And then this fucking bucket out the water. Good to go.
While it's underwater?
Well, yeah.
How do you bucket out the water if it's underwater?
Chris, these are questions I had, my friend.
Fuck out of here.
Questions that were never answered. They said it was a multi-day process, which I did appreciate.
It just keeps filling up.
I'm glad they're like, oh, then we got one of those silly straws that we suck the water out for 50 seconds. All of a sudden, sails ahoy.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be, like, level with the water for that even to remotely be a possibility.
It's not.
Which means you'd have some type of stopper for it to not sink all the way to the bottom.
Well, I mean, you could use a set of bellows and, like, an air bladder to lift it up enough to... Begin then using bellows to pump
Man, they did say something about bellow, but I didn't know what that was, so I just kept reading.
It's the thing that you, like,
fucking Christ.
Agitate fires with.
Oh, good. Good to know.
Like the accordion thing. Yeah.
Once again, this takes place in ancient Greece, so there's a lot of words I haven't understand, because it's not in French. So I just kind of gloss over them and keep going. There might be reasons I'm not enjoying this book. I don't know.
It's an Assassin's Creed book. I don't know why the fuck you would read it.
Like at this point, it might be my favorite video game of all time.
Did you ever read the Magic the Gathering books?
One of them. Me and you read like one of the first Planeswalkers one. The one with the fire chick on it. I remember me and you sharing. Around the same time.
I had one of the first ones that they put out.
I, hell, I might have borrowed it from you or gave it to you. Because I remember playing in tournaments and it came with the deck.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it was in English, so I couldn't read it.
I remember getting them from the library and reading
them. Oh, shit. You know, on this book hunt, the one place I have not thought about going is the public library.
Are you serious?
I could never thought of it.
Yeah, there's one here.
You should probably go tomorrow.
Books I can loan you, right?
Hey, I have offered too.
I've offered a book.
I don't know if you do every book I currently know where it's at.
You only know where one of your books are?
Oh, well, maybe.
He only has two.
It was Mr. Mercedes over and over again. That was it.
Because I think that's the best one in my current collection.
Yes, but I know it goes to dog shit. You've told me.
Only the spinoff.
And you also said you don't think you have book two anymore. You have one and three.
One of them got ruined.
Yeah, you said it was book two, you're pretty sure.
It was book three.
Well, I'll let you know how fucking Dead Air is.
Okay.
And then I might take you up on Mr. Mercedes. Okay. I don't know, I've only tried reading two Stephen King books, and I didn't finish either of them. One of them is because it's thicker than the fucking Bible. It was so thick that Chris tried to burn it.
God bless.
I also thought it was weird they kept saying that was burning the Bible.
No.
And the other one was Medieval's one, which Eye of the Dragon, I think, which I couldn't get into.
That's not bad.
No, you're the one that told me to read it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a short story.
No, it was a full-ass book.
Yeah, it's very small, very thin. It's not.
It was a full-ass thick, you know. About that thick. If it was a short story, I might have finished it. I did get about halfway through. But I also remember me and you sharing that at first, anyways, the Resident Evil book series.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I still have all of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read those?
I read the first three.
I have all like 12.
Mm-hmm. I did also find out they did an Assassin's Creed graphic novel that takes place in World War II. Actually, sounds kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. I doubt there's any fucking.
What side was he on?
Well, the guys are wearing green.
That he's killing?
No.
Oh.
Nope, not on the cover. I only saw the cover, but it is only $9.99.
That's some of my favorite fiction. I don't know why. It was when somehow Germany fucked around and won World War II. Like Man of the High Castle and shit like that. I fucking love that stuff.
Sounds like wishful thinking.
Fucking Wolfenstein, the video game. I fucking love it. It's fucking awesome. Huh. Weird dystopian future where the Nazis won. It's fucking awesome.
Hmm.
Not in practice, but in like theory, I guess.
Yeah.
Even in theory, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. No, it is. I think that's why I like it. I like horror stuff. Yeah.
It's a serious horror.
Yeah, it is. Say, have you ever heard of Tormented Souls? It's a video game I purchased for $1.99 on my PS5. It is kind of like Resident Evil, and I haven't played it, even though I bought it 2 weeks ago.
Because it's like Resident Evil?
Like old Resident Evil, yeah. Like, which I like in theory, but don't like playing.
Tank controls.
Yeah.
Fuck that, right? Yeah, and puzzles that don't make any sense. Hey, yeah, there are zombies attacking the city. If you could find 9 keys that look like different suits of cards, that would really help the whole situation out. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, who designed this house?
Well, it was the police department. In my mind. I was picturing two. You know, the first one, it's a mansion.
Thank you.
Yeah, never mind. Third one?
Outside.
Damn, he's good. Like, real good. I mean, not entirely, but like...
A lot of it's outside. A lot of it's
outside. Four? Yeah.
Four?
Yeah? Repeat your answer.
It's outside.
Holy fuck, a lot of it's outside.
Five's in Africa.
Holy shit, what does Africa have? A massive outdoors.
Yeah.
He's on a roll six.
A lot of cardboard sheds.
Do what?
A lot of cardboard sheds.
There were a decent amount of those. You just kind of plow right through, but that's besides the point.
For just a quarter a day.
You too can repair what Leon did.
Yeah. Sick as me and Parker watched this YouTuber yesterday. It was one guy that he's going to play Resident Evil 1 through 8. And if he died in any of, if he died at all, he went back to 1. And replayed all the way through until he beat 8 without dying. In any of the games. And I couldn't...
Without losing a single life at any point.
Right, right. He was playing them all on easy, which makes him a pussy.
Well, I think it's the only way that's possible.
Yeah, if you're fucking no good. And he was playing all the remakes. So it was the remake of 1, which is still pretty difficult. Two, the 3. They did. And like the remakes of 2 and 3, I feel like enough practice, you could do that fairly easily, especially on easy mode. But like when you get to 7, you've played 7, Chris. It's fucking impossible. Especially if you don't know what's going on and your wife just hands you the controller and there's a guy chasing you with a chainsaw.
Yeah, do you have a pocket knife?
Yeah, I've witnessed it several times. Dude, it's one of the funniest things.
Oh, no.
And she just walked away. It was her game. On her PlayStation, I think.
That's the only reason I have a PS4.
Yeah.
It's because of Courtney.
Yeah, I bought it for her for Christmas and then she refused to touch it.
Well, she really likes the idea of horror games. The idea. Well, she will until something gets scary and then all of a sudden, Chris!
Yeah. I've never played a Resident Evil game.
Which, you went to mention this when you got here, but I had a nice visit with our mother today, and she said that you guys went out to a place in Fort Wayne with arcade games, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, it was decent. If you ask her, you were as happy as an autistic kid with a butterfly net. Like, you had the fucking day of your life, dude.
Why?
You fucking spent
a lot
of the
film.
I didn't do anything.
You loved it so much.
Well,
you were so happy. You could die happy.
I made sure I beat Courtney at Duck Pit Bowling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Turns out if I take that seriously, I'm pretty fucking good at it.
I've only done it once.
Yeah. To the point where I was throwing that fucking ball so hard, I thought I was going to get kicked out.
I feel like you're bad at duck and rolling.
This is baseball? Got it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was rolling. It was hitting the back that hard.
I was like, Chris really enjoyed this, and he did that, and he did this, and he did that, and I think he really enjoyed himself. That's my mom's. That's our mom's voice.
That was Power Up Park. And
Yeah, you were talking about that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I did Duck Pinballing.
Yeah.
Which was 2 games. Which I paid for an hour. We only used like 25 minutes of it, and then I gave it to the people next to us. Just gave the lady.
Well, you're too busy trying to catch the butterfly.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I tripped and fell. It was fucking embarrassing. And then I did a racing simulator. The rest of the time, Nova just did stuff.
There's no way that's all you did.
That's all there was to do.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. We ate, and then I walked around the mall because I was stuffed. Yeah.
You were stuffed?
Yeah, after I ate, I had to go walk around the mall. I had to walk it off.
What'd you have?
Cheddars.
I don't miss those days of getting so full of Cheddars you have to walk at the mall. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, the way she said it, like, you just had this special look in your eyes.
The racing simulator was badass. I've been pricing
it. Which is great, because like, he's telling me about it. It's like, mom didn't even watch. Modest. He's 40. He's 40. Modest. He's mad that his mom didn't watch him race.
I found one for $60,000.
60? Damn.
A race simulator?
You better start streaming.
Like a whole ass thing, though?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Why not?
I can get a basic one.
You got the TV for it. You need a garage.
No, you don't understand. This had the surrounded curved monitors. And it had the motion and everything.
He's not some peasant that's going to use his fucking tiny-ass TV to play a video game on. Mainly because his eyes are too bad for that.
I want the ones where it comes down, like, it looks like a scorpion. Yeah. And it comes down. I want that
one. No, the one I was in was, like, a legit, like...
frame and shit.
Yeah.
How much?
I've seen one, like, you're talking about. And it had the mount on guns and everything, too. It was specially designed for, like, a mech game. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's too much, man. Get a fucking
Oshkosh. It's only like 5 grand from China.
It makes you want to try. Like, it makes me want to put that bitch together. Like,
yeah, you hit a button off, and it's voice activated.
Yeah, it fucking
crazy. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like
the one he had was, you know, you hit a button and it opened up, or it's voice activated, so it open and close.
That's pretty.
Because like once the screens come down, you couldn't really get out of the motherfucker.
Yeah, you're fucking in that bitch with like 3 screens around you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It'd be cool as shit. I've never done a race simulator. Period. Yeah, that's pretty.
Like I said, I wrecked coming out of the pits.
Are you gonna do the one at DuckTales this year? You didn't do it last year.
No, I didn't do it last year. No.
So many fucking
like it was just iRacing. Watching you do it. Like I had access to their full like iRacing account, but I started out in Daytona, and they had it set on like dummy control, so like my car was on automatic. It shifted and everything for it. Because at first he's like, "Hey, you just gotta shift. Don't worry about the clutch." I'm like, "Okay, that's cool." And but it shifted everything for it. The only thing I had to do was lower my speed into pit road, but then there was no penalty because it was just in practice mode.
Okay.
But, like, slowing down from Daytona to inner fucking pit road is a bitch. Like, it just, like, knowing your marks are where to get over and stuff, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I wrecked coming out of the pits in Indianapolis. I didn't make it one lap around Bristol.
Well, he's too busy staring at those bricks that him and Cody Rhodes kissed. Yeah. Not at the same time, but, like, close enough.
I did. Take a time to admire them.
Oh, yeah. It looked like the invisible
woman was jerking him off. Starting line.
Yeah.
Right, Chris?
What?
It looked like the invisible woman was jerking you off?
Yeah, kind
of. That seems so alarming. You see somebody's dick flailing completely hard, and all of a sudden they're like, ah! Yeah.
No, but I think if I had one of those in my house, I think I would stop eating and sleeping.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a... Fuck it, you know?
Yeah. I think it would control me very easily.
That's a relatively healthy midlife crisis.
It is. And honestly, it's cheaper than... Having racing. The real thing. Yeah.
It's safer, honestly.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, if you wreck in the video game.
If I stop eating and sleepy duty.
Well,
I can only take a real car to a track once a week for like 4 or 5 months out of the year.
I think your wife would appreciate you never sleeping again. We know how dangerous that is now.
Yeah.
Food consumption, I'm still on the fence about. We don't know what it causes from it.
Yeah, but I found like this fucking insane setup today, and it was like before tax and shipping to your house. And I think they had to come put the bitch together. It was like $60,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. That's crazy. No, but it was like top. Most expensive one on their website.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
I think I can get a decent one put together for like $2,000.
Say, for $60,000, you should probably have a built-in toilet, which you will need. Let's face facts. I mean,
well, plus I'm something for the... not really.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Something for the bed sores would be nice. Like some sort of like self-applying ointment.
Yeah. What the fuck happened to that cheap one that Chase got?
I don't know. Because I was thinking about just buying like a setup like that and a PS5.
Yeah.
Something like that, but then I was like,
I don't know, just PC. He's got one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a simulator.
Yeah. Yeah, does he have a direct drive? Or is it like a Logitech or a Turtle Beach one?
I don't know what his is.
Because I want a direct drive.
Yeah, I don't know what his is.
Yeah.
That's a question for the black man.
Yeah.
I do have a question. Do you feel like your son's crash diet for Florida is a good idea?
Holy shit.
Okay, I was just curious because I ran into him at Walmart yesterday. He's like, yeah, man, I'm drinking nothing but water and I'm eating nothing but boiled chicken. I'm allowed vegetables, but I don't like them. For a month. So he can have Florida beach bod. Him and Michael both.
He goes tanning bed too. And they hit the gym on a regular.
Well, the gym's fine.
He was trying to get somebody to the gym last night at like 11 o'clock to go do legs.
They'd already went to the gym once that night.
Yeah.
Damn.
Now he goes like 3-4 times a week.
To that's good. It's. I don't know about the diet health point thing.
Fine.
You think so? Yeah. Seems like a weird one. I don't know. But he's like, I can't have potatoes and bread. All I eat is potatoes and bread. I was like, well, then fucking don't do it.
So he likes to stop eating potatoes and bread.
He has.
That's what he did. Good he had one this morning.
Yeah?
Yep.
So eggs are on the market?
Yep.
That's good.
Chicken, dummy.
It's pre-chicken, bud. All right, calm down.
Still chicken.
It's definitely chicken. I had eggs today. I did.
Fucking AMF day, Wald.
Chris Wald.
I'm Tim.
I'm Yams.
Hold your beer.
Oh, very possible. Yeah, VD.
No, I'm not a girl. Just like bring one back. I've seen
he's
that happen.
Pull
to
Chris?
People. No, it wasn't Chris. It was Jason. Did that shit.
Yeah, Chris was like, that's a great idea. I'll have that.
Yeah.
I like her. That she doesn't have knees.
I returned her and she came back years all on her own.
Man, just because she boomerang doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be. I think they call him a homie hopper. At least that's what they called him back in the day.
I don't know what they call
him. I call him mommy. Oh, man. That's why I always had a height requirement.
Good for you. Do your beer review.
I don't know how many Danny ever had. I don't remember, yeah.
Like midgets? None.
No, just girlfriends.
Children.
There was that one time that I was hanging out with the world's tallest pedophile by a van that looked very suspicious. Now, I don't remember what I gave the beer. I 2.5 on the Sweet Sues. I'll stick with that. Middle of the road. 1.5 thumbs. I think I gave 2 originally. I'll go 1.5. I actually haven't quite finished mine. I did not give myself
much. You got some more in that can of drink too, bro.
Right past, bud.
No.
Yeah, see? It's not good.
Sometimes it just gets poured out into the yard and I throw the can away. It is what it is. I don't want to counteract my sleepy time tea.
It's
later
not
on.
Terrible.
No, not at all.
I'm going to pee then.
I'm going to stick with my 1 thumb.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm going to stick with my 1.5 Sweet Sues.
It seems low, but all right.
It's not great, man.
Yeah, but you're like, New Year's Eve is bullshit. That's why I give this 1 star.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thought process.
And it doesn't glow in the dark.
It does not glow in the dark.
It should glow in the dark.
It doesn't say it does, though. I would
no,
not
but
it
just should.
It's not like false advertisement, though.
No.
The French toast was.
I mean, yes. The can should be glitter.
This shit is from Ewing, New Jersey.
Is there any other kind?
Ewing.
Yeah.
See it?
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
No, this is Duke Law where you're pointing, but yeah.
1 on Sweet Sues and still a half a thumb. Should still make it.
Yeah, maybe if you're in Ewing, don't create something that should taste good. What was it?
Oui?
Yeah. Thank you. I forgot. I can read French. I can't speak it.
Yeah, 1 or 1 still. I don't. Maybe the Dutch should sparkle a little bit better.
Maybe the
what? They talked up the glitter in it, but you can't fucking see it.
Well, you were drinking out of a can. You never would have been able to see it, but. I remember drinking it. I poured it into a pint glass when I had it, and there was no glitter. And I was inside the house where the lighting's better.
Yeah, I see.
Watching. Still, you need to find Jurassic Park. Yeah, not, when I was at the mall yesterday. I found it. Barnes and Noble. Uh-huh. There's a lady asking for it.
So you gave it to her? You fucking dirty dog.
I mean, she's asking where the book was.
Oh, right. I thought, like, lady, I'm not wearing a red hat for my health.
You think I talk to people in public?
I am not wearing a red hat for my health. I am wearing a red hat because A, I love Fred Durst. B, I want people to have sex with my family.
Right.
Not family, wife.
Nothing about this hat is ironic. It's very well planned.
It's a Kangol. What's that mean? I don't know.
I think it's black.
Like, on the outside, I realize it's red, but on the inside, my hat's black. And anyways, if you could put your key into this bowl, I don't know who you're going home with, but I hope it's not me.
Yeah. You're going to be disappointed.
Either way, all my friends are terrible in the sack. I know because I've watched them all. I couldn't imagine fucking going to a key party.
Yeah.
I can imagine, like, throwing my keys in a bowl. Like, I would get anxious just like, I need those back. It's my fucking car.
Yeah.
Like, not only do you go, no, I guess, to my house and fuck my wife, you drive my car?
It would be a fob party.
Now it would, yeah. Oh, so you just hit the remote start and see, like, if it's a nice car, then, like, cool. Yeah. So I don't know how this works. I've never been to one, believe it or not. So you put your keys in a bowl. So then do the wives draw the keys and find who the key belongs to, and they drive them to their house? Or, like, do you just get to drive this random car that you get the keys to? With the woman that goes to
I think
it.
You stay there, Danny.
No, then there's no reason for keys, dumbass.
That's how you
no, there's driving involved.
No.
There's absolutely driving involved. There has to be, otherwise the keys are pointless.
It's like drawing names out of
I just have to pee.
No, then you could do that. You put your name on a paper, you fold it in half, you put it in a hat. The keys are significant.
No, it's not.
The keys have to be significant.
No, that's just
because, like, you, if you pull out the keys to a Honda Prelude, you're gonna be disappointed. If it's
a
new
Honda Prelude, I'd fucking kill for one. An old one, like a Gran Turismo 1.
I just feel like a woman pulls out the keys, you punch her in the face to take the keys, and then you fuck the guy just so you can drive his car.
All right, I looked it up.
The 2-door Honda Preludes are nice cars.
You looked up what exactly? A Honda
Prelude to a key party.
Oh, God, okay.
It says a group of several married couples gathered together at a party.
Yep.
At the end of the evening, the husbands place their keys in a large box or container. The wives then select a set of keys. Which set of keys the wife selects, the wife goes home with the owner of those keys that night.
Suck my dick, bitch!
It would really make more sense if the guy drove the woman home, so that way when it's over, they could leave and go back to their own fucking home.
Yeah.
And then... that way everybody has to ride home. That would make more sense to me.
I just assumed everyone was too fucked up to drive.
They started in like the 70s. They were.
Yeah.
That's what made it more fun. Yeah,
that's just what made sense.
You wake up at a strange house with a strange car with a strange woman. You've had a fantastic, I'm going to say Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And you are way too hungover to go to work that Thursday.
Yeah.
So you call off and bang that guy's wife again.
Well, there's a nice Roadrunner sitting in your driveway.
Yeah, you realize that you just want their life and you never give it back. Yeah. You can keep my 80-year-old wife in fishnets.
Yeah. God, that fucking Roadrunner smells like fucking cigars.
Oh, always. I think we all do, yeah. But, it's like, that's what I'm saying. So you lose your car and your wife, and you're like, this is a great evening.
The outside of it was like Scotch Brown.
The Roadrunner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just lose your wife. You get to take your car.
Oh, with right, a white right. Interior. But you go to her house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This
that
is
makes cute. Sense.
440 Big Block.
It does make sense?
For you to go to their house, yeah. And then you can leave afterwards, and they can stay there.
Yeah, but what if you get home in time, and that guy's still rolling your wife with your car?
He's got the pistol grip.
Well, he's
got
to bring, like, somebody's got to bring it back. Like, obviously.
Yeah, but, like, not
you
everybody.
Just don't go home till morning.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
How about that? Just don't go home till morning. You know, nobody go home till 6 a.m. Fuck off until then.
I feel like I'd be calling my buddy, like, hey, man.
Four-barrel carburetor, dual exhaust.
Let's have one of those old Yeller dates.
Setting off
you know?
Inch crater.
We'll go to the nice Amish barn that sells weed, and you can just fucking shoot me in the back of the head behind it. I'm going to make sure I do it sober. Real sober for you, buddy.
It's fucked up.
Hmm? Yeah. That's why I don't do key parties.
It's got the horn. The beep, beep.
Beep.
That's just a horn.
No.
You said the horn, and then you went beep, beep.
It's a Roadrunner. It's got the beep, beep horn.
Meep, meep.
That one.
Okay, you said beep, beep. That's
a real
horn
in those.
It's like you never went to the drive-ins.
I didn't.
Beep, beep.
Not
beep, beep. The car goes beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep.
No, it's beep, the beep, beep the runner makes.
The car goes, beep, beep, beep.
He's fucking with me,
I don't know what the fuck he's singing. I don't know what he's singing.
I went to the drive-in movies a lot when I was a teenager.
What the fuck was that, an ad?
No, they played before. They played in between the songs, you'd honk with it. So they go, beep, beep, and you go, beep, beep, with your horn. Or, beep,
they,
beep.
They still do that shit. Okay. Yeah,
oh, yeah, very much so, yeah.
I remember them doing it when we went.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody participated, but they played that song.
Well, then you're all fucking losers. All fucking losers. It's as Americana as let's all go to the drive-in or movies or whatever. The concessions. Get ourselves a snack. Same shit.
Yeah.
He went to the movies way more than I did.
Yeah, I'd hang out in Huntington. That was what there was to do on like a Friday night. Sometimes you see good movies. Sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm. What would you want your car to be?
A key party?
Yeah.
Like the one I'm giving away? Or the one I get to drive home?
The one you get to drive home.
The one I get to drive home. All right, so.
Like in a perfect world.
A perfect
I
world.
Mind, this is, well, I'm capping it out at 71.
Man, remember the old Cavalier that you and Toon used to share?
I'm capping it out in 71.
Oh, that's the max?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going like a 58 Cadillac then, man. Come on.
58 Cadillac? I think you'd wreck it on the way home.
I don't give a fuck. It's not my car.
You need a CDL for that motherfucker.
Not my fucking car. It's not my car. Oh, hey. You know how you took my wife home and banged her? Well, I killed hers in a DUI accident. See you later, buddy. Here's the keys.
Here's your Eldorado.
Hope you like El Camino's, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Why? What's yours?
Your car.
Besides the Roadrunner, is that just it?
Yeah.
Okay, Toon.
Man, probably like a sidestep. Like, I don't want a truck.
Old school truck? Yeah, that's cool. Because then you just fuck in the back of it.
I've never heard one called a sidestep and not a step side. I love that.
You're right.
I love that.
Step side, sidestep, whatever.
Condescending
I
asshole.
My dad had an all white one. It was a fucking GM. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was older and it had a Camaro engine in it. I liked the shit out of it.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't like the idea of like, hey, what car do you want to drive home from a key party? He's like, my dad's truck.
My dad's.
Now, normally I'm not into 80-year-olds.
So did he always just have white trucks? Was that like his thing?
Man, I guess. Really? Like, it's, they're white, so they don't absorb as much sun.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's it.
Okay.
Sure,
man. I had a blue van one time and fucking hated it.
Okay.
Too dark.
Apparently we're answering this. It's like a shoot from the hip. Yeah.
I don't know. Mid-60s vet. I always liked it.
Not enough room.
For what?
Man, I'm not driving from
Kingsbury.
It's not
kids.
Like roadhead on the way, something. Like there needs to be room for activities. At least like a handy. What if she's like go gadget fleshlight? Man, she's jerking you off or she turns invisible.
I'm pretty sure I could get jerked off and or receive roadhead in a Corvette.
I could.
I'm not worried about their comfort.
Out of all, like, I am more confident. I am
I'm
more.
Tell you that right now.
I am more.
To be honest with you, I would rather be just left alone to enjoy the car. Honestly, don't ruin this for me, you fucking whore.
I honestly have more confidence that he could learn nunchucks in 12 hours than he could get blown into Corvettes.
Why?
They're not spacious, man.
Yeah.
Plus, like, how the seat only leans back so far.
I can suck it in. What the fuck are you saying? Yeah, shit. They got a tilt wheel or something.
Steering wheel's pushed in. Tilt it
up. My fucking left leg's hanging out the window. I'll figure it out somehow if I have to.
You drive with both feet. You drive with both feet, motherfucker. You can't do that.
I'm sure to just pull over and be like, you know, I'm sitting on the side of the road, a Corvette getting ahead.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. I'm happy.
Nobody's ever said anything further away from a microphone.
Sorry, has.
That was a fucking 3-point shot.
It's all good.
Nothing but net.